So when I turn it up, it goes...
Excellent. All right. Are we ready to start this thing then?
Just try.
Yeah, I think Fatty should say it, though.
Fatty should say what? I don't know what you think.
He should say what it is that you always try to get me to say.
I don't.
To start the show.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if you'll tell me what to say, Adam, I'll...
Right, yeah. Adam, you tell him what to say, and then he'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't like saying it. That is... You're the guest.
I know, but I don't fucking listen to this.
Right.
By all means.
What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, tell him what to
say.
Well,
it has to do with a porcine.
Oh, something about bacon?
Well, what bacon comes from?
The package.
No.
Grocery store.
The animal bonds? That bacon comes from.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, Fatty, say let's...
Fuck that pig.
That works.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe... It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by 2014. If you wanted a year that was a year that's no longer a year but was something in history, then you want 2014. Make sure to check them out at 2014.com and don't forget to use the special... checkout code DI Plus for a bygone discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the 2014 free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, we still have a smidge of 2014 left. Just a little.
No, not by the time this show gets released.
A sniggling.
Of
2014.
Yeah, it's like a murder of crows, a pod of whales, a parliament of owls, and a sniggling of 2014. It's amazing. You know what, Adam? It is 10:07 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. And
we're early.
We're early, but, you know, we're joined by someone here in studio.
I can't believe it. I didn't even think this person existed.
It is international. It is international internet celebrity Big Fatty. Hi, Big Fatty.
Yes.
Hi. He's just going to do the soundboards.
No, I'm going to do gang signs.
Okay. I can't see you, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, he's a lot quieter in our studio than he is in his.
Yes.
I know.
By the way, Squeaky Kitty wanted to come tonight, and Daniel absolutely forbade it.
I did not.
So Squeaky Kitty is locked in the bathroom downstairs or something?
Squeaky Kitty is...
No.
Ouch. I'm sitting on my test.
No, Fatty is staying at a hotel. So Squeaky Kitty, I believe, is hitting the mini bar right now and just running up the incidentals there. So.
Sorry, I was sitting on my testicles.
Oh, nice. I'm glad that you were sitting on your testicles, sir. Are you okay over there?
I'm okay. I'm trying to recreate that fart sound that I made sitting on this chair. No, it never works that way.
I see.
It was a lovely view of you sitting on your testicles, though. It was a nice, nice view.
Yeah, you need to talk closer into your microphone because you're a bit quiet.
It is in my mouth.
I bet you've said that a few times before.
You know what is? We are joined by the world's greatest chat room right here on Pride as we stream live on Pride48.com. Adam, who is in the chat room with us this evening?
We have Kathy Marshall, Gary in Kentucky, Good Humor Penguin, Joey, L. Boohonker the Fifth. Carrie, Cat, Mags, Mib, Turnrick, Moose,
Trainwreck, I think.
Nico, RT Cruiser, Toppy Smelly, Turniphead, and Casey in Denver, who we haven't seen in a while.
We haven't. Right. Yeah. So there you go. It's the penultimate day of the year. That we're recording this. So tomorrow, well, by the time this show gets published, it will be New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Well, at least on the East Coast.
Speaking of balls dropping.
Everyone. Yes, Fatty. Yes.
We're in Times Square today.
We were. So, you know, Fatty is here for the, he's not here to visit us.
No.
We're just, you know, like the vehicle. We're like his chauffeurs or something.
Well, that's exactly what you are.
He is here to visit the Danburys for their New Year's Eve party that we're going to tomorrow night. But so this morning, Fatty got into New York City this morning at about, 3 a.m.?
No, I woke up. My alarm went off at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, and I crawled out of the love chamber.
Yes.
And showered and got to the Aeropuerto, which we all know
is Mexican for Aeropuerto. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And flew on up here, and the plane took off at 6 a.m. in the morning, and we actually arrived about a half hour early.
Yes, you did.
And Daniel was kind enough to pick me up at LaGuardia, and then we were...
Oh. So sorry. So sorry. One second here. Let me get the phone. Yes.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm the president of the Celebrity Death Phone. Actress, Billy Whitelaw. No, not Betty White. Billy Whitelaw. Famous for her role in The Omen and also Hot Fuzz. Dead at 82.
Dead. Hi. Did 82 from The Omen, Betty Whitelaw. What do you say, Adam?
I have no idea who that is, but
Fatty, you're
Fatty,
old.
What do you say?
You're old.
No,
you know,
idea who the fuck that is either.
All right, well, so sorry. So sorry.
Mainly because you interrupted me. But anyway,
that's right. Yeah.
Hey,
so
can I say one thing, Fatty? Could you talk just about twice as fast as what you're talking right now?
I'm trying to.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm used to you at double speed.
Well, everybody will be listening to this at double speed, so it's okay.
Right, yes.
All right, and so anyway, we went into the city. We rode the subway.
First we rode the bus.
We did ride the bus.
Ride the bus and then the subway. We went to Rockefeller Center.
Yes.
And
smaller.
Oh no,
than
I was going to say. So I took you. I didn't take you through the circuitous route or whatever and do the unveiling. I took you right to the base of the tree. We walked out the door of Rockefeller Center, and
there
you were. You were 3 feet away from one of the most iconic Christmas trees in the world, and all you did was go like, looks bigger on TV.
It does. And the ice skating rink that looks huge.
It's tiny. It's tiny.
It's tiny.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is much smaller than it looks on television. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So we went there. We then proceeded to walk up Fifth Avenue and see the Christmas lights in the different stores as we walked up. So we were making our way towards Bergdorf Goodman's. Did I say that right?
Goodman.
To see their Donna Sugar windows that they have there. So we have a couple of pictures of Fatty posing in front of the Donna Sugar windows.
Those were cute. Yeah. I like those.
And then as we were walking to Fifth Avenue, it's like, Fatty, it's 30 degrees in New York City. And
it was so fucking cold.
I thought for sure I was going to kill Fatty. It's just like, I'm like sitting there walking, and I'm just like going, do you need to duck into the store, Grandpa? You're looking all cold there.
I was freezing.
Yeah.
Yo, your blood doesn't circulate good when you're old. But anyway. And then we went over to the Apple snack store.
We went to the Apple, where I was wounded. I was wounded at the Apple store. So the Apple store has this, and this is just typical of Apple as far as I'm concerned. It's like, it's really pretty, but completely non-functional staircase going down into their store. It's a spiral solid glass like staircase. And coming back up it, you're forced to walk on the inside corner, which is the shorter corner of the steps. And there's no step blocks there. So my foot went underneath a step. And I didn't realize that it was underneath the step. And so then I went to pick up my foot to walk up. And I like basically had my foot stuck. It hurt. It's just like, it still hurts right now. It's not bruised or anything, but it's like, and the kid in front of me did the same thing.
Did he?
It's like, that's like a dangerous fucking staircase there. It's like, I'm tempted to Google that and see how many people have hurt themselves on that Apple staircase. But I mean, it's very pretty, but completely non-functional. So it's just typical Apple.
I think that's just something that happens as you get older.
I didn't have any problems with the steps.
You were on the outside. I was on the inside.
Okay.
So I was just saying. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. So we went to the Apple snack store, and then we were going to go to FAO Schwartz. But we were there early because like your plane landed at 4 a.m. So so this is how early we were there, Adam. We were at the tree at Rockefeller Center while the Today Show was still going on.
It was.
The lights were out across the, and all the people were lined up outside the theater, and so you could see into the windows over there to see where the...
Guilford was only on her third glass of wine.
She hadn't even come on yet. It was still the Today Show proper.
Oh.
Hadn't even gone into Hootie and Kathy Lee yet.
Hootie-doo
and Kathy Lee. No, it was still the proper Today Show. And Al was out there working the crowd.
He's not as big as he looks on TV either.
Yeah, he basically looked at that. He looks bigger on TV.
He's a skeleton.
And so it's basically what I'm trying to tell you here, Adam, is so we went to the Apple snack store there, and then coming up out of there, when I wounded myself, we were right at the base of the Park Hotel. The Plaza Hotel.
The Plaza on Park Avenue. No, it's on Central Park.
It's on Central Park. It's right. The Plaza, which as anyone knows...
By the way, did you push the record button?
I did not. Okay. As anyone knows, that is the Plaza Hotel is quite famous from Fat in the City. I don't know if you've ever seen that show on HBO, Fat in the City, but that's where the Plaza Hotel is from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. We went there with you as
right.
well.
Right. So we left from there and we went down to Bloomingdale's.
No, I thought that was Gimbel's.
No, it's Bloomingdale's.
Oh, okay.
So we went down to Bloomingdale's. And they had an interactive... Bloomingdale's had this big interactive windows display that was going on during Christmas, but they were taking it down today. So there was only a few of the windows that were up and running. But we did manage to... The picture that you guys saw on Facebook this evening was one of their interactive ones where you could be included in the window. So we took a picture of you underneath the picture of you in the window.
Right.
Right. So
it was an advertisement for the dubious intent.
That's right.
Fat tonight.
So we went there to Bloomingdale's, and very expensive. I know this is very boring, but anyway. So then we went to Times Square, and oh my God, Adam, the Google billboard in Times Square,
yes,
is insane. It's like you're walking down I didn't know exactly where it was in Times Square, and I'm looking for it, and I was just like,
as they say, you can't miss it.
It must be near that big white building over there, and then I realized that big white building was the billboard that had gone white.
It's true.
And then it started having pictures on it. It's like. It is like the, it is 80 feet tall, and I forget how many feet wide, several hundred feet wide. So it's like 8 stories tall, and it's super HD. It's so ridiculously clear and crisp, and it's this huge billboard there in Times Square. I'm sure you'll see it on the TVs tomorrow night when you watch the New Year stuff.
Well,
so did they, is it a brand new billboard that they bought and put up, or is it an existing one that they just have now put Google stuff on? Because I know there are already billboards all over.
Yeah,
the place.
It is a brand new billboard, and Google happened to be the first client of it. So it is a billboard that is owned by some other company, but
it's attached to the Marriott.
Yeah, so Google just happened to be the first advertising client on it.
By the way, Daniel, in the chat room, Moose P is saying that Bloomingdale's isn't expensive.
Oh dear God!
Jesus,
you're kidding me. There was a coat. I was looking at this coat, and I was like, it was just like...
It was like a sweatshirt kind of thing.
It was just like a regular overcoat, and I was just like, oh, look, it's 40% off. Oh, 40% off of $1,595.
Right.
It was just like, Jesus.
Kathy Marshall says Google is displaying your personal information on a billboard.
That's right.
I wanted to know if you can walk up to the billboard and say, okay, Kathy Bacon.
You can.
You can.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We couldn't get near the billboard because in the middle of Times Square there, they were setting up all the stages tomorrow for the Kathy Griffin. So there was, what, like six or 12 stages that she uses as she dances
Kathy
her way?
Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper.
As they dance.
He'll have on his jockstrap.
Yeah, his jockstrap. Right.
What is that thing called? A G-string?
Yeah, he'll have on his G-string tomorrow night. Yeah, so
he giggles a lot.
Right. Yes, he does.
So they were setting up the stages there so that you couldn't get close to the Google billboard. But then we went into the Toys R Us and...
There's a Ferris wheel in there.
There's a Ferris wheel.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the New York City tour.
It was the Ferris wheel inside of the Toys R Us.
The Jeffrey... Yes. Jeffrey inside of there and
Rodan. I think Rodan had the day off because he was not greeting people at the door.
You know. The Haagen-Dazs downstairs.
Yeah, it was not open yet because again we were there at 6:30 in the morning.
Right,
and so then it was way too early to eat lunch. We'd both been up really, really fucking early.
What's the name of that burger place you wanted to take me?
Just shut up. And we basically Adam ate there.
What was the name of that burger place? What's it called?
I don't remember the name of
it. It's a burger place that I like, but Joey Buhooker gives me shit every time. He's like, oh, you always take everyone to that burger place. It's just god awful.
Well, I tried to go because I've heard so much about it.
Yeah. It's called The Counter.
The Counter.
Yeah. But it was not open until 11:30. So anyway, so we went to Junior's and had cheesecake instead. So that was because they were open. So we went and we had big pieces of cheesecake at Junior's, and then we left, and we came back into Connecticut, and all that fun stuff. So there you go. That was the exciting. Something you drank did not agree with you. What was that?
Well, I'm trying to drink this
piss.
I have this Guinness Extra Stout.
Oh,
hold on, just hold on that thought just for 1 second there. Yes, hello.
Hi, DI Plus guys. This is RT Cruiser calling the Celebrity Deathline. Joe Cocker has died at age 70.
Age 70. Yes, Joe Cocker did indeed die there, and apparently that was RT Cruiser doing his best American accent. So, yeah.
And anyone with the word cock in their name gets...
That's right.
What group was he in? I know I should know this, but...
Cocker Spaniels.
He was in the Cocker Spaniels.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Joe Cocker was a solo artist, I believe.
Oh, I thought Casey he was in a group. Oh, anyway.
Casey in Denver can tell you that.
Why? Why would he know?
Because
that?
he was moved by his death.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so RT Cruiser gets a point there for the you know it's,
no,
it's
that
weird.
Was RT Cruiser. I mean that was RC Martinez.
No, it wasn't. It was RT Cruiser.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Listen again. Here, I'll play it again.
Hi, DI Plus guys. This is RT Cruiser calling the Celebrity
oh,
Death.
See? It's okay, RT Cruiser. Sorry. Jeez, get your ears checked. All right, Warbrick Friday. So there you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser, on that one. So anyway, so you were drinking a Guinness Scout, and it doesn't really matter anything. So here's the thing. We got the big fatty here.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Now, I know that everyone enjoyed the week off that we got when he replayed those Christmas episodes for the third time. And we all had a nice...
I deleted those.
We all had a nice week off from that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Did you hear the Christmas morning, Big Fatty online Christmas special?
No, I think that was one of the specials, wasn't it?
I heard it.
Well, I know you heard it. Here's what I got to ask here. Now, Fatty, you are beloved in the internet, Pride 48 community. You could call on talent from any one of 1,000 different podcasters, 1,000 different people to help you with production and whatever. What the fuck was up with those elves? It's like... it was like as if the Peanuts parents had somehow gotten set on the wrong speed. It was just... God awful. I don't have
the
clip here.
Was that the 2014 spectacular?
Yes, the 2014 yes. spectacular is.
Well, I did hear, I don't know if it was the elves or something, but I heard some voices where you could hear just a faint.
Yes, that's
fatty
that was,
voice.
Yes, that was the elves and everything.
With like, another voice like right after it. Like he was recording himself twice or something.
I don't get this. Hey, we're the technical team that brought Sassy to Pride 48. We could have helped you in any number of ways produce a better elf voice than that. I was actually quite offended by the whole elf voice. What the fuck was up with that?
Well, I'll tell you. 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, when I went to the podcasting dinner in Atlanta.
Yes.
George in Atlanta gave me this little microphone thing
that you're
supposed to sing karaoke into, and it makes you sound like an elf. So I thought, well, I'll use that, and that'll be the elf voice.
It doesn't make you sound like an elf. It was just god awful. Anyway, so Adam, what did you do this week? You know, I'm sorry, we've just been going on here about our day here. What's been going on in your week?
No, well, it was going to be a very good segue into my first story because I'm drinking this stout. And the reason, I hate beer, by the way. And stout is probably not a good thing to drink if you hate beer.
It is not.
It's really bitter.
Yes.
Not in a good way. But I'm trying to get rid of it because... I decided, because my family, I don't know if it's because they know I'm gay and they just can't be in the presence of gayness, mm-hmm. but my parents never come to my house. We live 5 minutes apart, but they never, ever come to my house.
You are so lucky.
So I can't get them to come to my house. And so anyway, even when they want to babysit Sydney, mom makes me bring Sydney over. Like they won't even, anyway. So I'm like, all right, I like to cook. And so I decided I'm going to cook them a pre-Christmas dinner. So I decided on, I'm not very versed in meat. Like,
oh,
really? I've never heard that.
I mean, I'm a good cook, but I'm not, I don't know. I just don't feel like I do a good job at all of the meats and getting them nice and tender and moist and all of that kind of stuff. So, but I'm very good at pot roast because it's easy. You just... put it in the cooker. You use chuck roast, so it has a lot of fat.
Wait. Now, isn't pot roast meat?
It is meat, but that's the one meat I'm really good at.
Okay.
So
you didn't have a hand in giving Seder 69 that pot roast recipe, did you?
No, I didn't. I have not given him a recipe. But it's really easy. You braise it for like as long as you want. Like the longer, the better. And so my menu... So mm-hmm. I'll just give everyone my menu here. This is mm-hmm. very exciting.
So just to recap of where we're at so far, the meat is the longer, the better. On the meat.
The longer, the better.
Right.
And perfect. A little bit of fattiness helps, mm-hmm. you know. And my menu was a beef roast.
Yes.
Braised in Guinness.
Yes.
Over crispy fried polenta cakes.
Or grits.
With onion.
As grits as the rest of the world would call them.
Yes. With onion marmalade uh-huh. on top.
Yes.
The side item was... crispy baked Parmesan asparagus.
So Parmesan with asparagus.
Yeah, so you basically, so the beef, you know, you braise it for like 8-10 hours. And then I made an onion marmalade by caramelizing onions and brown sugar and a little red wine vinegar and balsamic vinegar and reducing that down.
Uh-huh, yes.
And then the polenta, I used an Alton Brown recipe.
Ooh, you used an Alton Brown recipe.
And let me tell you, the difference between polenta and grits is the cuts.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Like, we're dying to know what the difference between polenta and grit is here. Let's just go here to our next phone call. Yes, hello.
Hi, this is a call for the Celebrity Deathline.
Yes.
Ethan had something to tell y'all.
Big Joe?
Kill.
Crocker?
Crocker.
Died.
Joe Crocker died. Thanks, bye.
Oh, how adorable is that?
Oh, Ethan.
Ethan made his first death phone call. He has a bright future in the mafia there, let me just say. Even though it's already been done, you know what? Let's just go ahead.
They said Joe Cocker died.
Yes.
He was saying Joe Crocker died.
Oh, Joe Crocker. Oh, Joe Crocker is his
And, you
brother.
Know, Adam was talking about cooking in the crock pot.
It all ties back together. You know, all one continuum.
Adam, this whole braising the beef thing, it's a crock pot.
It's a crock pot. All right. Yes, All right, no, but Toppy Smelly in the chat room says that he prefers braising.
I think Joe Crocker was married to Betty Crocker.
Yeah, he was.
You can. So
Joe
you
and
can,
Betty. This is Joe and Betty Crocker. We went over to the Joe and Betty Crocker's house last night. Had a box
The thing
cake.
Is, Patty.
And they have a Crocker Spaniel.
When you braise beef, you need to sear it on both sides first.
Yeah.
And then you only put liquid halfway up. You normally rest the meat on top of like some vegetables, onions or something like that.
I believe you normally rest the meat on top of melons, don't you?
Okay. Yes, exactly. Give it that little sweet. Anyway, it was a really good recipe, though. It was really good. So the polenta, it's like a porridge.
All right, no, we want to know. We were at the point where you were telling us what the difference between grits and polenta is.
Well, I believe, and I haven't researched this, but I believe the main difference is the cut of the grain, the grind. So grits are coarse, right? And polenta is creamy.
No. Actually, the difference between grits and polenta is in the preparation. You cook polenta with milk instead of water. So if you cook the cornmeal with water, it's grits. If you cook the cornmeal with milk,
actually,
it's polenta.
This was with chicken stock.
Okay, well. There you go.
And then you add a little
so
bit
had
of
grits.
Parmesan.
It was basically grits.
Anyway, but what you do, though, it's cool, though. After you're done, you pour it into a pan, you flatten it out, and you put it in the refrigerator. And then that congeals everything. You know, it hardens up. It stiffens up. Mm-hmm. And then you cut it into whatever shape you want, and you pan sear it or you pan fry it in olive oil to get the outer edge crispy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the middle is creamy.
Wow. Who is he looking at when he's talking? Just out of curiosity.
He's looking at us on a monitor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're on a monitor. But do you want me to look directly at the camera?
If you want to look at Adam, he's here, but he's on that monitor.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right.
So I cooked all that fabulous food. My family didn't know what grits were, but they loved it.
See, you admit
by
they're
the way,
grits.
Not grits, polenta, damn it. Anyway, they didn't know what polenta was, but they loved it and wanted the recipe. And the asparagus, someone asked in the chat room, does my pea smell like asparagus or smell funny after? Yes. Immediately, like the first pea after eating asparagus,
it's a stinky vegetable.
Yeah, it's a stinky vegetable.
In fact, a friend of mine refers to that as stinky vegetables. And Daniel, this brings us back to Times Square.
Oh yes,
I ran into the friends of mine.
Oh God,
y'all,
this
we were
is
leaving.
The worst segue I've ever heard in my
it
life.
It is. We were leaving. What was the
juniors.
Name? Juniors.
Yes.
And I go, wait a minute, I know these four people, and they work at the coal mine with me.
Yeah.
And the gentleman of the group, he is the one who says that asparagus is a stinky
Well, there
vegetable.
You go. See, I didn't see these people. I don't know them. As far as I know, you're making this up.
I didn't.
But,
I swear I didn't.
It was, we were really, there you go. He goes all the way to New York City to meet people from the coal mine.
Right.
When was the last time you actually saw them at work? So it's safe to say that you.
I've seen them more in New York than I have seen them at the coal mine lately.
Excellent.
Okay.
There you go.
Actually, the only other part of that story is
there's more.
Oh, there's more.
I made gooey bars for dessert.
I knew that it had to be a chewy cookie or something,
and they were fabulous. We drove around. And
Did your uncle enjoy them?
He was not here. It was just my parents and my grandmother.
Did she like a gooey bar?
The gooey bar.
She loved my gooey bar. It was moist and delicious.
Moist and
chewy.
Delicious. See, I can see the next topic on the Trello. So that I'm just like going. I the two things that you put on the Trello. our Christmas dinner and food poisoning. So it's just like, I don't know if those two are related yet.
Was it the gooey bars or the polenta?
I don't know. It's a teaser. It's a teaser for coming up. So here's the thing. You know, I wanted to ask Fatty this. I don't know if you know this or not, Adam, but Fatty does announcing for football games. Is it football games?
Football and basketball.
Football and basketball.
I do know that, but it's hard for me to imagine him going, yes, they scored another point.
I know.
You know, or whatever. I just can't, you know.
So so I was asking him tonight at dinner. I was like, do you actually do the
Commentary?
Not the color commentary like on ESPN, but do you actually say so is it something like Brewers on the 13th and he's got he's just gotten the ball, he's running.
The Brewers, third and four from the 14.
All right, so then you're just saying the interstitial announcements are the things that when it's not playing. So you're not talking while the play is
No, you don't
going.
Talk during play.
So it's afterwards. So it used to be like, the Colts are 4th and 29. Right.
But I'll throw color commentary in there, like, you know, when the referee throws a flag.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, if there's 5 or 6 flags that are thrown, I say, oh, well, it appears to be flag day on the field.
Oh, there
so, you
go.
Know, a little humor.
Right, a little bit of humor.
Right.
It's like, oh, there's a robin egg blue hanky on the field.
And, you know, if they're close to the first down, sometimes I'll say, and they're short by a nudge.
Nudge. Now, this homespun humor there. They love that.
They love the homespun.
In South Carolina there.
I'm sort of the Garrison Keillor of sports ball.
Now, where does one go to practice this art?
You don't.
How did you end up doing this?
I can tell you how the guy that did it before me died.
Excellent. So the guy
really did
before you died. And what did they just like?
They had auditions.
Oh, okay. So you went and auditioned.
Well, but it was live auditions. It was during a game.
Oh,
yeah. And so it was me and two others, and one of them talked like this, and the other one was just kind of mumbled.
Right.
So,
well, I think it was the addition of Squeaky Kitty that really got you apart. You know,
I think when you brought in the award winning team of Poodle, McNoodle, and Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, why is there a flag on the field?
They were like, three for the price of one.
I tell you, it's like that man's amazing. They're just like Big Fatty. So you don't do it anymore.
No.
So did your successor say that you died?
No. I said I want to step away before I want the person who succeeds me to get the job, not the same way that I got it.
So you wanted them to get it without having to have you die.
But everybody hates the new guy.
Oh, they hate the new guy. You know, he listens
football,
to our show. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I just have to mention.
Oh.
Well, I will get it in.
Oh, yeah. What?
Well.
that's what we heard. All right, let's go in here to our next one. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Larry Henry, songwriter, inflicted the world with that god-awful "Wind Beneath My Wings," dead at 77, surprisingly from natural causes.
Ooh.
Bye.
All right, so what do we say? Are we giving him that?
Well, I've heard of "Wind Beneath My Wings."
That's Betty Midler.
Yes.
That Betty Midler music song from that movie.
Yeah, we can give him that one.
All right, we're giving him that one. Congratulations, RT Cruiser there.
Right.
His second point. To say.
Right.
Wait, do that in the color commentary thing. This is his second point tonight.
I've had a gin.
A gin. A gin. All right, so what were we going to get
in? For his second point of the game, ladies and gentlemen, is RT Cruiser here. We got a flag on the play.
And with 30 minutes left in the show, RT Cruiser 2, Daniel Brewer, nothing.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hates Adam. All right.
Looking at some other scores tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that on the new television midseason replacements?
Everyone hates Adam?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. So, Adam, speaking of sports ball, yes?
Yeah. Arkansas Razorbacks played on Monday against the Texas Longhorns and won 31-7 in the Texas Bowl.
Do you have any idea what you just said?
Oh, dear God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Arkansas Razorbacks won the game in the Texas Bowl yesterday, 31-7.
Now, where is the Texas Bowl?
It was played in NRG Stadium in Houston.
It looks like you're reading this off
of
a screen.
Yeah, on Google. And then Ole Miss, which is my alma mater, is playing in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl on Wednesday against the TCU Horned Frogs.
How appropriate that your alma mater is playing in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. That's
are against the Horned Frogs.
Against the Horned Frogs, excellent.
That's in Atlanta.
Right. So go ahead, tell us about your food poisoning so we can move on to the
exciting. So let me just tell you something. It had nothing to do with my dinner. Mark and I do, as I've said before, we do a restaurant every week. So he decides this week we're going to go to the Thai kitchen.
To the Thai kitchen.
To
the
Thai kitchen. Thai one of.
And we go, and I normally, you know, I normally just, when I go to Thai places, I normally just am really boring, and I get like the peanut, whatever it is, the... What's the traditional Thai thing that everyone gets?
Peanut Thai, traditional peanut pie.
No, it's got it's got the peanut sauce. There's
The
peanut pie.
It's the curry. It's curry chicken pie, or something like that.
No, it's not curry. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I normally get that, but I thought I'm going to veer away from the normal, and I'm going to get the number 31.
Kathy Marshall says it's the peanut butter sandwich.
And the
31 was, is my favorite.
Oh, I love the 31.
It had a nice, it was kind of a red chili sauce with a Thai basil.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the 31 usually does. You know what I like to do is I like to get the 31 with the sauce from the 32.
Ah.
You know, we took the Q70 today.
We did. We took the Q70. Both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah,
right.
We did. Yeah.
Anyway.
And so I said, okay, I'd like to get the 31.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask.
It's also called the Baskin Robbins.
Right. As they do. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, how spicy do you want it from 1 to 5? I said 4.
On this chart. So, on this chart of faces, how spicy you want, you choose.
For me, they show a picture of a flaming rectum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How hot do you want your rectum the next day?
Right. And so you chose 4. Okay.
Chose 4.
Yeah, exactly. 4. And so they brought it out, and I started to eat, and it tasted – well, she said, do you want chicken or beef or whatever that you have a choice of? And I'm like,
chicken,
you know,
or
which
beef
is better?
Or whatever.
And I'm like,
he chose
okay,
the whatever.
I'll take
beef or mystery.
And I took that first bite,
mm-hmm.
And do you know what a wet dog smells like?
Is it anything to do with a flaming rectum?
Yes.
No, but what the smell that you imagine from a wet dog, the chicken had this aftertaste of like wet dog.
Mm.
But
oh,
I,
that sounds
but
delicious.
I thought, you know, I've never had the number 31.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I've never had wet dog.
Maybe right. The 31 is supposed to naturally taste like wet dog.
Wet dog will give you a flaming rectum.
It will.
Okay. I'm gonna keep eating.
Of course you will.
I'm just gonna eat it. I'm not gonna send it back.
Right. This tastes rancid, but maybe it's supposed to taste
maybe,
rancid.
Right. Maybe I'm just, you know, I don't want to be.
No, I'm breaking out in a rash right now. But you know, I've never had the 31 before, and maybe that's normal. Maybe that's just a normal reaction.
Let me tell you
something. Charge me extra for that rash.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Yes.
If you ever order chicken,
yes,
and it tastes reminiscent of wet dog.
Oh, this is pearls of wisdom.
Please.
Stop.
Immediately. About 2 a.m.
You had a flaming rectum.
I woke up with the worst cramps, mm-hmm. and diarrhea and throwing up.
Well, they gave you exactly what you wanted.
Right.
And, and it went on. I am still queasy today. I had to miss work yesterday. I've never had food poisoning. But it must have been. I was fine.
So you drank beer.
Right. So you felt queasy, so you just picked up that Guinness stout just now to you know, kind of settle
your
stomach.
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better now. But but I've never had food poisoning, but I swear to God, worse, I never throw up. Like, it's probably been 5 years, 6, 7, I don't know, a long time since I've thrown up.
Well,
I threw up
due.
Like 4 times.
Yeah, well, you're overdue. Your system, like,
really?
It's like holding in your emotions or whatever. You just can't hold in puke that long.
Right.
You know, you just got to, you know, occasionally you got to clean
you
the pipes.
Let it
you just got to let it out.
Trust me, if anyone knows about cleaning out the pipes,
it's Fatty. It's Big Fatty. He's a specialist in that. All right, before we go on this thing, I just got to ask you this, Adam.
Yep.
I used an expression today
that
I was sure that Fatty had heard before, because, you know, I like to use the it's a holdover from that show that I used to do with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, you know, where we would use old timey sayings, you know, like just ducky or you know,
Dear Gussie
or that's hep or whatever. And so he said something about the people in New York City. I said, yeah, the place is lousy with them. Now, if I said to you, you know, oh, the place is lousy with them, what would you think I meant?
Lousy with what? Can you give me?
Oh, you know, like he was just like, oh, there's some cute boys here. I'm like, yeah, this city is lousy with them.
like full of them?
Yes. Yeah, see, exactly. See, he gets it. It's like they're full of them. It's lousy with them.
Casey in Denver says that that means it's they're lice filled.
They're lice filled, right? Exactly. Not lousy. Anyway, I just thought it was an expression. It's, you know, like oh yeah, it's like you know, when they put the strawberries in that that pie is just lousy with strawberries. It just I
had never heard that.
I can't say that it's something that I got the context of
yeah.
it, but I can't say particularly that I can right, say fine. That I've heard
now,
it.
In my defense, I was frozen.
he was frozen. All right, let's go on right here to the let's get the, see who we got.
Hey guys, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling for the celebrity death phone. It's Louise Ringer, a back-to-back winner of Oscars in the 30s, has died at 104.
Who?
And I guarantee you I have beaten R.T. Cruiser to this one. I better have.
What, did All you right. kill him?
Talk to you guys later. Have a happy new year. Bye-bye.
He guarantees us. That makes me scared.
R.T. Cruiser to this
Wait,
one.
Hold on, who did he say?
Louise Ringer. A back-to-back winner of Oscars in the 30s has died at 100.
Louise Ringer. That's from the 30s. Ringer. That's your time.
Did that make her a dead ringer?
She's a dead ringer.
She's a dead ringer. You got to give him that for a dead right. ringer.
Well, there you go. It's a dead ringer there for
anybody that lives to be 104.
Yeah,
is a celebrity.
Thank you.
We'll see.
You can live to be 104 years old.
Did you hear that, Vera?
You got my vote.
Louise Ringer. I'm not seeing it here. Louise
Rainer, I think.
Oh, Rainer.
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 Well, then she's not a dead Rainer.
No, she's a dead Rainer.
She's a dead Rainer.
Or, that's not nearly as funny.
Or Rainier. I've heard it both ways. All right. So congratulations, David, that Blue Jeans guy, for your
dead Ringer.
For your dead Ringer. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I think it's time for us to do this.
The news.
All right.
Top of the fourth quarter. Burns has got three news stories. He's about to read one.
All right. It's often said government should stay out of the bedroom, but the U.S. government is aiming for an even more personal space. The Norwegian company that manufactures and sells Comfy Balls underwear.
Yes.
Was denied a patent in the United States earlier this year because the federal government deemed the name to be too vulgar. For Americans' sensitive little ears.
I didn't know that y'all did old news. I heard this on Turnipid show a week ago.
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
Right. No. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go
Adam,
ahead.
Adam has got a fresh take on it. He's got a fresh take on it.
I'm going to take it.
I'm sure. Okay. He's got a fresh take on it.
Well, I didn't realize this was on Turnipid on their show because I haven't listened to that
you
yet.
You really need to subscribe to the Underpants show. It's really good.
Now, the Underpants show or that new, the token?
The Toucan Beanie.
The Toucan Bond.
The Toucan Beanie.
The Toucan Bondi show.
Toucan Beanie. It's hard to download.
It's very hard to
use. Well, fine. I'll just go on to the next one.
No. Go ahead. So they have
maybe the next one I read will have been on Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
No, they're,
and then
they're...
the next one maybe that was on. No.
If it is, I'll tell you.
No, Cocktails and Cream Puffs never has anything new.
Well, I only picked this one because I was thinking of Fatty and his balls.
Oh,
and how
well, thank you for thinking of me and my balls.
That's so nice.
My balls are very comfortable, except when I sat on them at the beginning of the show. Anyway, thank you, though, Adam.
Really, that was the whole gist of the story, is it's just a brand with the name Comfy Balls.
He was coming up out of the Apple store, and his balls got stuck between the stairs, and he took a step.
And Daniel stepped on him.
I stepped on him, and it was just very...
So I thought Fatty would like having comfy balls.
I do. And,
but you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
You'll have to go to Norway.
Why is Turnipad reading a story about the U.S. government shutting down the comfy balls thing?
I don't know.
Isn't he required to speak about Canadian news?
Well, Moose P brings up a very good point in the chat room because he sent me underwear called Balls Out. Actually, your balls hang out of it. I wore it at the underwear party 2 years ago.
Oh, there you go.
I think I saw those.
Balls?
Yeah, you were drunk. Oh.
Well, I think I saw the underwear for sure. Well, I would have had to have seen your balls if they hang out of it. Anyway, so the next story, let's see which of the podcasts that I haven't heard yet read
whatever.
This one.
Just okay, go ahead. Charge on.
In Sacramento, a 13-year-old Boston Terrier.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Is recovering from multiple fractures after he survived a 15-story fall by landing in a hot tub.
Oh, well.
So Bill McCourt of Sacramento said his Boston Terrier, Sam, violated the apartment building's ban on pets in the pool area Monday when he plunged from his 15th-story balcony and landed in the ground-level hot tub. He was discovered swimming in the hot tub by two building workers who heard the splash, and one of them called the mother, who usually watched the dog while the guy was at work.
That bitch.
Did the dog jump on purpose, or?
Well, here's the thing. The dog is partially blind.
Aww.
Because he's, what, 13 years old?
Aww.
So I guess he couldn't see, and he just accidentally...
Just out that window. Yeah.
He accidentally walked off the balcony.
Is there not a railing on a 13-story balcony?
Well, not one that would hold back a Boston Terrier. They're very small.
Well... It doesn't go into that, you know. Sorry, Fatty, I'll have to do some more research here. But more importantly,
if you had a blind dog and lived on the 13th floor and you didn't have a railing on your balcony, don't you think you'd keep the windows closed or the door
right.
closed?
Thank God the hot tub was there.
Have you guys seen those inflatable hot tubs?
No.
I've been wanting a hot tub for like my entire... I love hot tubs. That's one of the reasons I go to the spa when I go to the...
But you like the cold hot tub.
Does Sydney like hot tubs?
Yeah, does Sydney like the hot tubs?
I don't know yet, but no, I never could afford a hot tub because they're really expensive, and you know you need to have concrete poured or something like that for a level surface.
But now, thanks to a space age polymer, you can have an inflatable hot tub.
I found for only like $600 a two person inflatable hot tub that I could use even at my rental house. Because
inflatable. I like that how you do that. I could even use it in my rental house.
It, yes.
I could even be used in my... I mean,
how much is that, Daniel?
I
see you pulling it up on...
It's about $600. We'll see what we got here.
Few things provide more immediate comfort and relaxation in a busy lifestyle than a high-quality portable spa.
Yeah, I tell you.
The new Pure Spa 400 from Intex is a complete spa.
That's the one.
Oh my God, look at that dog in there. It looks like it's blind.
Imagine relaxation, comfort.
Oh, there's women in it, though.
Thousands.
Is that Marsha?
Rejuvenating bubbles that surround
the she's got on a personal flotation device.
Did he just say a black person could be in it? What?
Engineered with a revolutionary new FiberTech technology from Intex. Thousands of high-strength polyester fibers, lightweight yet amazingly strong, create a comfortable, inflatable spa with incredible strength that won't stretch over time, even with 104-degree water.
Wow, even with a podcaster.
Or that sounds a blind like dog.
Parts of some people's body won't stretch over time.
All right, well, there you go. So just put that on your Amazon wish list there, the inflatable spa hot tub by Intex. So, yeah.
I want it. Yeah, I want one. Sounds although, like I don't know. It may be too large to fit on my patio. So I'm not sure.
If you get the dog off the patio, there'll be plenty of room for it.
You could put it in the garage now that you have plenty of room because you don't have a car anymore.
I do have a car.
Oh. Well, I thought you were getting rid of your car.
I have a new car. We discussed that.
Adam is in a Japanese movie.
I know, yes. your video is not synced with your voice. So we're actually seeing you.
Oh, well.
Yes, we're seeing you say it before we hear you, which is weird because normally it's the other way around. But that's right. So
I can't wait to watch him read the next.
I know. He's turned off the video.
Okay.
Right. I could do that and then give it a second to catch up. And then, okay. Anyway, one more here. A collision between two women using walkers has resulted in a felony charge of intimidation and misdemeanor counts of assault.
I'm
and
heading
criminal
to you
mischief.
Better move because I'm not. I can't.
I'm headed to the hot
I can't. Camp. I can't go any. You gotta get out of my way. I gotta.
Look at that dog.
How did two women collide in walkers?
Were they fighting over new
According
tennis
to court
balls?
Records. According to court records, Renfro had words with her roommate
Renfro?
At about 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She told the investigating officer later they had been fighting over finances. At the time of the alleged incident, Hatfield was standing in the hallway with her walker when Renfro exited her bedroom with her own walker.
Renfro and Hatfield.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
At that point, court records said that Renfro told Hatfield to get out of the way or she was going to run her over.
Get out of the way. I'm
going to
run you over my walker.
She proceeded down the hallway.
I feel like
with
this is like an A&E thing where we're like recreating the. Renfield told her to get out of the way, or else she would run her over with her walker.
Tackle by Renfro. Hatfield
going
at the four.
Two-point conversion.
All right, fine. I think we got the gist. We got the gist.
Anyway, yeah. So basically, Hatfield fell to the ground. Her walker and medical alert necklace were
and
both
the death
broken
phone
in the
rang.
Fall.
Maybe this is Hatfield. Right?
Yeah,
let's
find out. Yeah,
hey guys, it's Carrie for the Celebrity Death Line. I was calling to let you know that Norman Ridwell has passed away. He is the author and illustrator for Clifford the Big Red Dog, a staple to all of our childhood.
Clifford, the big...
Have a great day. Bye.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is...
I mean, I know what that is, yeah. But that wasn't a part of my childhood.
No, well, no, you're too old for that to be part of your childhood. But
yeah, mine was Little Black Sambo.
Little Black Sambo. That was...
Wait, remind me. It was Carrie for Clifford.
Yeah, for Clifford. Well, no, the
illustrator.
Of Clifford. So.
I wonder if Clifford was blind when he died and fell off.
I was trying to think. It's like, you know, Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is the cousin of Barney.
I wonder if Clifford was red because he'd been in the hot tub.
He might have. He might have been, overheated there from being in the hot tub. What happened? Did I lose you?
I don't know. Did you?
Oh, there you go. All right. All right. Great.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
It is the DI Plus birthday segment, the part where Adam plays me a musical cue of someone's birthday, and our celebrity guest, Big Fatty, gets to guess whose birthday.
Now, unlike the last celebrity guest to guess this.
Who's that?
Mr. Mike Lawson.
Mr. Mike Lawson. I heard that he was much better at this game than I was. Much better than this game.
I will be much worse at this game than you are. And I'm not going to look at the chat room.
Not going to look at the chat room.
Not going to look at the chat
room. Not going to look at them. All right, here we go.
All right, so I did. I picked ones that I thought Big Fatty might have. I thought we might go the direction of the fat one guessing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I thought, what?
Find some really old people.
Yeah, so what types of people, you know, would
he's still working on it even as we speak.
Yeah, and, I've got it.
He pulled from that Christmas episode that you replayed. Uh-huh. Yes. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's the theme song to
Muppet Babies? But why would I know that? I know it because I heard the name of it in the song.
Right,
okay, exactly. Muppet
right,
Babies.
So is it
Kermit?
No, we have more than one.
Is it Little Kermit?
Hold on.
Okay,
more than one.
We have more than one song for this one.
Okay, well that didn't help.
So here we go. Give it a second.
That's Leave It to Beaver.
It is the new Leave It to Beaver. But yeah, it's Leave It to Beaver. So we have Muppet Babies
and the new
Leave It to Beaver.
I have Jerry Mathers.
Is it Jerry Mathers?
I have no fucking idea. Barbara Billingsley,
right.
Hugh Beaubart,
yes.
Tony Dow.
Wait, what?
Go back.
Was it?
It was Barbara Billingsley.
It was Barbara Billingsley. There you go.
I knew the cast.
She's dead.
Of course she is.
But Barbara Billingsley, and I have said this on the show before, but I'm going to say it again, because I used to love the Muppet Babies. Loved it.
Loved it.
When I was a kid. Barbara Billingsley was the voice of Nanny in the Muppet Babies.
Right.
She was the nanny of the babies.
He's just got a blank stare on his face.
You only saw her feet. You never saw her face. It was an animated. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I never heard
anyway,
of it.
She's dead. She died about 3 or 4 years ago, but she would be 99 years old. And, you know, she also apparently had a very funny role in Airplane.
Yes. She says, excuse me, I speak jive.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, you remember the episode of Leave It to Beaver when... they were having sexual problems.
Neither of us remember the episode of, you know, we didn't watch Leave It to Beaver before our time.
No,
I did.
Really.
I watched all these old shows and reruns.
You know, Ward, her husband, she said, Ward, you know, they were having sexual problems. And he just really banged the hell out of her and says, Ward, last night you were a little rough on the beaver.
Hey, Fatty, I don't think I've asked you this. Do you remember a show called The Ann Southern Show?
No.
Okay, good.
No?
Move on.
That's from your time. Toppy might remember it. Anyway.
Ann Southern.
Here we go.
Sounds like a whore.
I love it. And where he goes, I follow. I will follow him.
I will tell you this. It is a movie.
Is it Grease or something like that?
It's a movie with a bunch of nuns, Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, well, then that would be nonsense. No. with nuns.
Sister Act? Yes.
Okay. Yay, it's Sister Act.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's Whoopi. Oh, go ahead.
I have more than one on this one. Okay. So here's the next one.
That's the Downtown Abbey.
That is. That's the Downtown Abbey.
Wow.
The Downtown Arby's. Right.
So you can guess now. You have Sister Act and Downton Abbey.
I like to eat at the Downtown Arby's.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to guess it's Maggie Smith.
And here's my third one. So that would be...
You thought that this was in the window at Bergdorf.
Oh, that was Larry Potter.
Right, so
well,
and,
it
yes.
is Maggie Smith because she
Maggie
wore
Smith.
That hat. She was the witch. Teacher.
You know, I think Maggie Smith is 80 years old, and I think Maggie Smith has looked 80 years old
since she was
for
50.
The past 30
yes.
years of
she
her
has.
Life.
By the way, speaking of that, Sunday night, the Downtown Abbey.
The Downtown Arby's.
Arby's debuts again.
Wow.
And I've already seen this season. It's a really good season. You want me to tell you the best part of it?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. So here we go. Here is our next one.
Okay. That's Star Trek. The original Star Trek.
It is. And
TOS.
It's very
here is the voice of the person.
Asked to see me. And he said, I really like this, the book you brought.
That's all you get.
Was that Uhura?
It was.
It was.
And what is her name?
Uhura? I don't know what her fucking name
yes,
is.
Yes, absolutely
was,
correct.
Her name was Nichelle Nichols.
Nichelle Nichols is 81 years old.
She is older than Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
Is
and
she?
She's still alive.
Yeah, and Maggie's only 80.
Here's the next one. I have a few for this one, too. So,
The Dick Van Dyke Show. Now, did
right,
he trip
see,
or did he
Yeah, here's the question, though. Where do you think the Petries lived?
I believe they lived in New Rochelle.
You know, we just passed through there
we
today.
We drove
yeah,
right exactly, past that today, and I asked like, that question yeah, exactly about right. Robin and
Batman.
Right.
But do you know this one?
Is it Coach? No.
No.
I don't know.
This one is Rhoda.
Ah, Rhoda. Okay.
And then this is the last one.
Well, it's Mary Tyler Moore. Rhoda, she wasn't really on Rhoda.
Well,
yes.
Mary Tyler Moore really wasn't on Rhoda.
Yeah, well, Rhoda was a spinoff of
right.
the Mary Tyler Moore show. So she was, by definition, on at least one or two episodes.
Okay, but I mean, that was a...
My best friend, Mare.
Mare.
I will just tell you, according to IMDb,
Oh, well, fuck that. They list that Vera. That can't be.
Yeah. Rhoda was in six episodes of Rhoda.
Rhoda was in six episodes of Rhoda.
No, Mary Tyler.
Mary was in six episodes
of Rhoda. And how many episodes were there?
Like 712, I think. it was like the BFO. It was on 20 minutes every day. It's the Rhoda. Right. Rhoda was on 20 minutes every day.
Anyway, apparently Mary Tyler Moore has been struggling with diabetes since she was 33 years old or roughly thereabouts and is almost blind.
So she must know Mike Lawson.
I'm sure she's done the Big Blue Test.
She probably knows Mike Lawson.
And she is 78 years old.
78 years young. Excellent.
So we have one more.
All right.
And I only have one, which it could be a number of people, but I do this every year, as I do most birthdays.
Oh, I love
this
group.
But I love this group. And I love this one, the best of all.
Is it the Bee Gees?
The best of all.
Is it the best of all?
The best of all. If you've ever listened to this show, you'll guess who it is.
Here we come.
The Monkees.
It is.
And I'm going to guess my favorite monkey was Peter Tork.
No.
Mickey Dolenz.
No. The cutest one.
Michael Smith. No, is it Michael Smith?
Michael Nesmith.
Michael Nesmith.
No.
Oh, and then there's that little troll one.
The cutest one.
Yeah, the little troll one.
He had a locker.
Yeah, Davy Jones.
Locker.
It's Davy Jones.
Yeah, he's a little troll.
I think if someone were to ask
they
me,
they rode
what was
on
my
that bus, right, with Dave, their manager.
Yeah, okay. Reuben Kincaid.
Kincaid,
sorry, right. Their manager. Yeah,
I think if someone asked me what was my first like gay crush, I think it would probably be Davy Jones and the Monkees.
Mine was the guy with the goggles from the Banana Splits gang. Excellent.
In the middle of the birthday.
This is just crazy. We just have so many of these here. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, Ozzy Cruiser for the Super Spectacular Death Zone. Udo Jurgens, 1966 Eurovision Song Contest winner, dead at 70. Aye.
Okay, he said Euro, so that's automatic.
All right, great. All right, so do we have any more birthdays, Adam?
Nope, those are the birthdays.
Those are the birthdays.
I'm looking here. I will tell you that there are actually two monkeys' birthdays. Uh-huh. I didn't do the other one, but I'm looking for it here. One of them was Davy Jones, and the other one was Michael Nesmith.
Michael Nesmith, yeah.
Peter Tork was my favorite monkey.
I believe so. On the 27th Laughing Buddha's birthday.
That's correct.
On the 28th was Gary Stiglitz's birthday, and on the 31st, which is tomorrow, is Joey L. Buhecker.
It is true.
That's birthday tomorrow. So those are the Pride 48 birthdays, and that concludes our birthday segment.
I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Happy birthday.
Take it down a little, Dora.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Ready as you
we did it!
3, 2, 1!
Contact, here's the secret, here's the moment. When everything happens, contact, here's the answer, here's the reason that everything happens, contact.
Excellent. All right, so wrapping up the show here in our little contact segment, we only have one, but I'm short one voicemail, one death call, so let's just go ahead and get the death call out of the way.
Oh.
Really?
I don't like that death call.
It's all right, Poodle.
Yeah,
I'll handle it.
Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Mm-hmm. Howard Schultz, creator of Dating Naked and Extreme Makeover, dead at 61. What a pity it wasn't much earlier. Okay, bye.
David? What? David Schultz? Is that what he said?
I think he said Howard Schultz, but he invented Schultz. Dating naked.
I've never heard of that.
Schultz.
While you're looking that up, Daniel, I just want to mention, mentioned this to you earlier, that Naught has a new cat, Zora.
Zora.
And when Zora's not hiding under the bed, she's exploring, which makes her
Zora the Explorer.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you told me that earlier.
Right.
No, Howard Schultz was the creator of Extreme Makeover.
Well, that's the thing where they go in and they...
Mr. Bus Driver, move this.
Move
yeah,
that bus.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay. The last one of the year. We'll give him that one. All right. So congratulations, RT Cruiser, for there. And now let's get to our phone call that came in.
Ooh.
And let's see. It says unknown from unknown. Northern California. This is, ooh, this is mysterious. Let's see who this is.
He never gives his name.
Well, I left BCH a couple of weeks ago, and Adam and you had a guest speaker, and they didn't know where I was. So I'm from Northern California, and I would like to say you guys are the number one show that I like.
Number one.
And I still say that Daddy or whatever it is
Fatty.
Is awful.
It's
I
awful.
Cannot understand him.
Awful.
Do not like him.
Awful.
And then I'm listening to It's All About Me.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, I like
they're
that
good.
One, too.
Yeah, they're
and
good.
I think that's where you got the guest star Mike from.
No.
I'm not sure.
No.
We'll see the guest star. Who do we have as a guest star?
Mike Lawson.
Oh, he was a good co-host.
No, Mike Lawson is from All About Me.
So,
he is.
Yeah. Yes.
Keep up the good work. And
thank you.
Daniel.
Oh. Yes.
Oh.
I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I am too.
Adam, you do a good job too.
And what about me?
Fatty, no, he doesn't
so
like doesn't
go
like
kick the pig.
Oh, kick the pig.
Bye.
Sorry. He triggered the theme song there.
The
automatic software that we have running here. Well, thank you so much, mystery caller from Northern California. We do appreciate that.
He's going to love this episode.
I agree. You know, that fatty guy, I cannot understand a word that guy says.
I agree.
He's horrible. He's just absolutely
You should
horrible.
Try listening to the BFO on double speed. Right,
double speed, I think that's...
It clears everything right up except for Kathy Bacon. Well,
speaking of Kathy Bacon, she spent $100 at the movie tonight.
$100? You know, here's the thing. She went and saw that Hobbit film.
She's a one percenter.
She went and saw that Hobbit film.
If you want to see the Hobbit film, all you got to do is just listen to Vera.
Just listen. Here's the thing. Spoiler alert: the dragon dies. All right. It's
Ooh.
Just like you know. I'm just saying. This is a prequel.
I haven't seen it.
This is a prequel. Clearly, Bilbo Baggins is in the Lord of the Rings, so he didn't die. There's just like. So he's like, you should just save yourself the
money. You know, Mark, I had Mark watch The Desolation of Smog.
Smaug.
The other day, I think on Saturday. So in preparation for the last Hobbit movie. And so we will be going to see that.
Kathy says the dragon dies in the beginning. See, so she like immediately, she's like... didn't even have to. Everyone
knows the dragon died. I mean,
well,
the story is like 100 years old.
So I'm saying, all I'm trying to say is that, you know, Santa brought her these tickets and to go and see that movie. And it clearly, this must be Santa's drunken regret.
Oh, you missed it. Here, let me try it. You know, she went and bought these tickets and clearly Santa buying these tickets for $100.
$100, yes.
$100 for five people, including popcorn.
Was
one of Santa's drunken regrets.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiesintent.com.
There was a foul on the play.
What happened? Oh, shit. I didn't play us out of the context. I mean, shit. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Ruined. 3, 2, 1. And the fact that you... Wait a minute.
Yes.
Play it out again.
Oh, now we have to come up with a different...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Play us out of the context.
What the hell?
The fact that you fucked it up is one of Santa's drunken regrets. Let me just handle this. Dubious Intent Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call at the voice letter number. It's 229-234-7587. Or you can go over to the website and find the rest of the bullshit over there to write to them and get in contact.
You can send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, that's see how easy that is?
That's very easy.
Or you can go over to the BFO, except for that one guy in Northern California. You can go over there and click on Dubious Intent, and it'll take you over to their website.
It's listed under what? Fat Favorites over there on the BFO?
You know, I'm surprised that we didn't have the closing of this show really should have been the music from the... super awesome Curtis and Daniel mega show spectacular Christmas special.
No, because that's not DA Plus. Anyways, Adam, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I will see you next year.
Adam, my balls are dropping right now.
I see them.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.